Yes, sir.
Hi, John. Well, energy's launched, huh?
Sure is.
Energy's born. Just that Joe Ellis out there jumping all over me because it wasn't storming. He's a...
Energy?
Doomsayer, yeah. We're in for terrible times, and the nation's headed for ruin. And it's all because of energy. I know it was strong enough. Yeah, he wanted you to say it was a horrible crisis and appoint a czar and do a straight line projection and show that the nation was headed for ruination unless we stopped everybody from using their cars. Not as far as we can find out.
Well, let us bring that script and take that market about.
Yeah, yeah. I told Joe to go out and write 20 columns on it, see if he could get stirred up.
Yeah, that's right. I talked to the one who could give the report. I talked to Fusion Center with nothing from today. Strong's coming, Fred Benson Jr., his lawyer.
I'll be there.
Got him in. And he said he hadn't yet been able to deal with a recruiter. And I said, well, I set up my statement. All right. But I said, well, it's all right.
If he has immunity, he's got to deliver.
So therefore, he's an incentive for him to lie.
But the problem here is that he has one incentive to deliver against Father Me. He has another incentive, on the other hand, if he doesn't take immunity, to deliver against you.
That's right.
Now, Bob and I parsed out pretty carefully what his Bob's recollection of the meeting that you had with Dean was, the blackmail business stuff.
Yeah.
And it's Bob's recollection that there's nothing in that meeting, even if it were tape recorded and published, that could harm you in the sense of you appearing to obstruct justice.
Well, the way I suppose you could handle it is that we got that information and that set my mind to going, but we talked about blackmail and then the cost and so forth, and I just set off on our own negotiation and so forth.
Now, you had, according to the records, we've been back in trying to reconstruct stuff from records, you had a series of meetings with Dean.
Yep.
Eight or nine of them. Bing, 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 all in a row. Well, maybe five or six, but anyway, quite a few. Several of them running over an hour. And...
Well, some of them, some not more than one.
That's correct. That's correct. And I don't have any way of knowing what was said in there or what he was giving you through that whole process. Moore's at the grand jury today.
That's fine.
I don't know why. He just called us to say that he'd been called in. But a lot will depend, I guess, on what took place in those meetings that neither Bob nor I were in, where you talked to Dean and he talked to you, as to whether there's any vulnerability from the standpoint of...
Well, tell him I'm sorry, but I had something come up with you.
15 minutes.
It'll be about 3:15 and put in Kissinger 3:45. I'm sorry.
In other words, if he doesn't get immunity and he seeks to do the presidency damage, which I don't think he will do, I'm thinking more about it. I just don't think he's made that way. But assuming he did,
his lawyers,
you have to ask yourself what took place in those private meetings that might have given him any ammunition. Because he would have...
I began that, if I remember what.
Yeah, it's awful hard to know.
I don't know, I mean...
But that was a period of time...
talking about the Dean report.
That was a period of time before you sent him to Camp David to write it. And I think it's reasonable to assume that the blasts in the newspapers, the McCord revelations, and the Gray hearings, and the charges against Dean all took place along in that period of time. You were trying to figure out what to do about Pat Gray. You were trying to find out from Dean what the circumstances of his contacts with Gray may have been.
Right.
About the raw files, the raw FBI files.
A little of that. We're also talking about this case.
Well,
what he knew about that, particularly with regard to the rest, and he certainly brought in information at that time with regard to the obstruction of justice.
Good.
The fact that I did not ask to act on it then is...
Well, but you did. You began to act on it, you say. And your course of conduct took you over the trip to San Clemente and back, and then all that week after you were back...
When did they put you in charge?
30th of March.
Why?
Well, according to the notes, McCord had made his charges,
right.
And Gray had made his charge that Dean had lied.
Right.
And you said to me, look, Dean has to step out of this.
Yeah.
And you'll just have to get in it and take it over because I've got to have somebody to talk to and somebody who can advise me.
Right.
So that was at noon. We left for California at 3. Between noon and 3, if you remember, I went upstairs and drafted a letter from you to me that set that out.
Right.
And I handed that to you on the airplane. You dated and signed it. And I have that in the file.
Now, what report did you make to me? What was that report of the thing that you were supposed to say when you got hold of the...
I had a handwritten...
Yeah, what? Yeah, did it have any... What in essence was it? Did it indicate that Mitchell was involved?
Yes. Yes.
Based on what
O'Brien told me and what Magruder had not yet talked to me, you see.
Right.
But based on what Paul O'Brien had told me, based on what Dean had told me.
Did it have an instruction?
It had that there were a number of people involved, that it was that they included Mitchell,
Mardian,
LaRue, Magruder, and Dean. Although it was not possible for me to say whether Dean's culpability was criminal or not.
That was all in your report.
That was in there.
You got those notes?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
Good.
They're still in longhand.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Leave them longhand.
All right.
Leave them longhand.
There's eight. It's 4 pages both sides.
And then you called Squine and told him about that.
Well, if you remember, I talked to you. You had me see Mitchell. You had me see Magruder. And then I called Kleindienst from your office and said that what I had was largely duplicated by what Magruder had told me.
Oh, you called him after Magruder?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. But you were planning to actually before.
That's right. That's correct.
That's right. And you saw me tomorrow. So basically, we both came to the wire at the same time.
That's about it. That's about it.
No, I think what Dean is referring to must be the stuff that happened in the prior to the Watergate and the national security.
Well,
that we just have to stone all of it.
That's in the laps of the gods, as I see it. And I tell you, the authorization for that, I've been going through my old files up here. The way that project was finally represented to me was that it was a covert look at some files, which could be read to be that they walked in when the nurse wasn't looking and they flipped through the file.
This is an Ellsberg case.
Yes. It wasn't until much later that we learned that they had actually conducted a burglary.
What about the other thing, the wiretapping?
Wiretapping, in most cases, was conducted under the statute by the leave of the Attorney General by the Bureau.
What about what we did some private wiretapping?
Well, except it never came off, you see. It was never conducted. They could never do it. We had the idea.
He may well thought it was done.
He may have. But the only private one that I know of that was not actually conducted by the Bureau under proper sanction was one that was going to be attempted in Georgetown, and they were never able to do it.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Third point, should I get Dean in sometime?
I encourage. I tell you, Ziegler's got a pretty good thing going with him. And they talk, and Ron seems to keep him calmed down. Now, there is one problem. Fred Fielding called me this morning and said, what shall I do with all these notifications of subpoena and so forth when they come in here? Fred, and I said, Fred, I can't advise you what to do. And he said, well, who shall I talk to? And I said, well, I can't tell you. Why don't you talk to the president? And he was sort of nonplussed. But there is a problem there. They have no leadership in that office. Dean's hiding out of home. And just a question of getting somebody in there to take that over.
Office was not too difficult. He wanted to be down there.
Apparently. Do you have that arrangement with him that he's...
No, I didn't get into it.
He just left.
No, I rather thought it were...
Well, I'm just going to make a note that we've got to figure out something to do about continuity in that office. The routine stuff, maybe. But remember, we said yesterday what we would do is have him check everything with Moore. But if Moore is going to be out of pocket, then that isn't going to work.
God damn it, Moore.
It could, in terms of
knowledge.
I've been checking back at my records. It's fascinating. I have had no more than 2 meetings a month with Dean over a period of a year. Alone, I've had several meetings involving Dean and Moore. I've had several meetings involving Dean and Bob. A couple of months, maybe. And
I was thinking that after this meeting today, I might go up to Camp David and try to see if I can break my sleep pattern.
Good.
All right,
we
can go.
You'd like me to? Sure.
Bob might well.
Happy to.
Have a little rest.
Okay.
Sorry, it's fine.
Fine.
You don't have to bend it. Well, the hell
with it. I'm going to go ahead and act as if we're doing
this. Sure. I figured we're talking. Maybe get Henry to know. Well, the Dean Trent is basically number 2 attorneys. What do you want to do with the president and so forth? The shocking goddamn thing, though, because my study, I was just trying to find out what to do, and he seemed to be working for the same end. But let me ask you this, John. The only problem that I see is whether or not the conversations that occurred when Dean was reporting to me, whether or not he interpreted them, and you as we. Sort of a concerted plan here at the White House to see how we could solve the White House and others. I mean, was this just part of the cover-up?
Well, you know, I've been giving that a lot of thought, trying to parse it out. I had a talk with Clark McGregor today. Because right after the convention, I wanted to see us make a clean breast of the 1701 situation.
Right.
I called Clark to get his recollection of that
right.
whole thing. He said Dean provided him with a scenario at that time, typed out.
Right.
And he said it was such a phony thing, but that's what turned him off. And I'm finding out all the way through here that John is a guy that always puts blocks to opening us up. That's, you see, the thing I'm coming to. He was downfield blocking for Mitchell the whole time. And he's got a conflict of interest because he's not looking out for you. He's looking out for Mitchell. And somehow or another, I imagine, in his mind, he very sincerely thought there was a coincidence of interest. But it's a fatal flaw. And I can remember very vividly Bob coming in 7 or 8 months ago and saying, do you know what we're doing? He said, we're saving Mitchell's ass.
Bob Holman?
Yeah.
Before the election?
To me.
Before the election?
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know. Before or around that time, it was 6, 8 months ago. He said, everything that we're doing around here, all the heat we're taking, all the gas we're taking, he said, I think Mitchell's behind this thing, and I think that if we went to disclose this whole thing, that's who would fall. Well, quite honestly, I suspected the same thing without having any evidence of it, and that's the reason I wanted to open it all up after he was gone.
Not being trying to think of what else.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Well, as I get into these...
Well, on the immunity thing, let me say, I'm leaving it, frankly, that I put that chart across the floor, and now they've got to make up their minds. I think that was the right thing to do in any event.
It certainly read right. You know, from the standpoint
of... I did more than that part of the reason. I told the Assistant Attorney General and I thought it was really wrong. So they're probably conveying that to me. It's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
But the officer can't be believed when they're talking cigarette possession. During this time, the U.S. Attorney was protesting this and that and the other back and so forth. At that time, they were sucking him in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or he was sucking us in. I don't know which.
Well, the idea is, well, I can get these big fish for you.
Yeah. But I mean, the things he was saying to us all the time were lulling and saying, you know, they're not after.
Well, when I talked to John, I said, there's not anything, John, let me tell you this, what did he mean? I said, any conversation you've had with me is perfectly understandable. I said, yes, I understand. I said, any conversation in the national security area, anything that occurred there is perfect, you understand that. I said, fine. Anything else is not perfect. So I went through all the whole thing. But having said that, that is a necessary restriction, President.
Well, our fellows, our lawyers, are trying to figure out how that privilege is asserted. It might be an interesting thing to put Peterson to work on that. Ask him to give you a brief on how your executive privilege is asserted in a criminal case of this kind to keep a witness from making national security disclosures. Brief out for you.
One other question for you, Mr. Carter. You didn't tell me about the war coming on, you just asked me if it was new. Is it the Urban Committee? They have a problem with them with the Urban Committee for the Council. That silly thing, the plainies worked out with them, subpoenaed the records on Porter and the Rue. I didn't know. There were a couple of others you mentioned, but there's no.
The FBI reports?
Yeah.
Huh.
And of course, this just got Peterson with the wall and the prosecutors because they had to build the LGM.
Well, they can fight over the cadaver.
I think they're. I don't think there's a goddamn sheriff there of their ground on human law. I just don't think there's a sheriff. I don't know how you analyze it after you think about it for a couple of days, but
I feel better about it after getting into the facts on today.
Well, part of the facts the way that why don't you circle around and pick them up and bring
fine.
Them.
Burns has got a couple of personnel requests.
I have a call. I'm going to be calling. I'm going to turn that up.
I feel better about it after getting into the facts on today.
Well, part of the facts the way that why don't you circle around and pick them up and bring
fine.
Them
Burns has got a couple of personnel requests.
I have a call. I'm going to be calling. I'm going to turn that up.
Huh.
And of course, this just got Peterson with the wall and the prosecutors because they had to
cadaver.
I think there are whatever it's worth it on the prosecution. I don't think there's a goddamn sheriff there of their ground on human law. I just don't think there's a sheriff. I don't know how you analyze it after you think about it for a couple of days, but
I feel better about it after getting into the facts on today.
Well, part of the facts the way that why don't you circle around and pick them up and bring them
fine.
Hey, what?
Burns has got a couple of personnel requests.
I have a call. I'm going to use all that. I'm going to bring that up.